State Senator Brian Burke has more than $400,000 in his campaign for state attorney general. That's a 30-to-1 advantage over the other Democrat in the primary, Peg Lautenschlager. But government watchdogs say Burke isn't spending the kind of money it takes to raise that kind of money. Mike McCabe is the director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He says the discrepancy is raising some eyebrows and questions.
It's highly unusual to have a statewide campaign without a visible paid campaign organization. And that's what you see in the case of Senator Burke. It certainly raises questions in our mind.
McCabe says district attorneys in Madison and Milwaukee investigating allegations of illegal campaign fundraising at the Capitol should try to find out if Burke is using his Senate staff for his AG campaign. Burke says his fundraising has been above board. He says he's been paying a Madison direct mail and telemarketing firm an average of $10,000 a month to raise his campaign money, as well as volunteers at offices in Madison and Milwaukee. Burke says the long hours his Senate staff works does not mean they're working on his bid for attorney general.
There's no truth to that at all. This is one of the busiest offices in the Capitol. As chair of the Finance Committee, we work day in and day out on not only the budget itself, but throughout the year on just about every bill that comes before the legislature.
Burke notes another government watchdog group has given him an A rating for campaign funding compliance and disclosure. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.